Hey everybody, how you doing? It's another Johnny Wizard audio spectacular. We're going to discuss a lot of very important issues that are very important to the continuing existence of our species. And we're going to start thinking about our soldiers' interests out there. You know, these kids that are out there, you know, as I've indicated in my last show, we got to remember, these are our stupidest children. And, you know, most of them were about 13 years old when 9/11 happened. You know, so they're being misled. Now, is it in our interest to just kill the stupid kids? You know, I think that wasn't that part of Hitler's position. Yeah, they want to kill these kids, and they figure, you know, in the case of Aegis, for example, it's a private mercenary firm. They're there working for their private interests at the expenses of killing Marines for cash, for cash profit. They get money out of knowing they work to get Marines killed. Now, that's part of what war is. The private mercenary force, Tim Spicer runs it, he thinks these soldiers, they don't have the intellects. They can't. You tell them that. They don't have the strength inside themselves to discern what is actually truly transpiring. And that's how they leverage it. They go, that's just John's opinion, soldier. Don't think about it. It's just another voice. Doesn't mean anything. There's no such thing as truth. Put your faith in Bush. You know, and you don't have any struggles with trying to understand what this world is about. He'll tell you what conclusions must be drawn without you forming your own mind on these important issues that involve, you know, your life and death. Is it in the American soldier's interest to know that a private mercenary force has fully confessed and been found by the evidence to be responsible for the murder of innocent people in Iraq, knowing that they'll profit financially off of creating more hardships for the American patriot warriors? Is that something that American soldiers would willingly sacrifice themselves for? Or would they fight for freedom and say, look, you know, we had General Casey. Now, we can't say he's, you know, whatever your personal opinion is of his stupidity or his brilliance, irregardless, he's told the American Marines to defeat this evil. You got to kill these guys that are running these death squads. You're told you're there to defeat these guys who are running these death squads. You're told you're there to defend the Iraqi people's interests. That's why your life is on the line. That's why you are there. Right?
What part don't you understand?
Right? That's why you're putting your life on the line to defend American freedom. You're told, you believe, to some degree. Casey's asked you to help assist us in destroying those who are murdering innocent people in Iraq. You know, those who try to get you off this subject, that they go into that civil war scenario, whether that's true or not, doesn't matter. You still have Aegis there. They're still indiscriminately murdering innocent people, and we know who the individuals are. The Pentagon told Nick Roberts they did know specifically, personally, who these individuals were that are, as the video document proves, responsible for committing first-degree acts of murder repeatedly while laughing, desecrating the great Elvis Presley. Now, the Pentagon has said these individuals will not face any retribution from America. In fact, no, as one of Rumsfeld's favorites, their contracts are continuing, with bonuses and everything, hundreds of millions of dollars. These individuals get paid more than $1,000 a day to work ensuring more Marines fall down dead in their place. Because they allege, as Tim Spicer would suggest, you don't have the intelligence. You don't have the strength, the courage, the honor to proudly stand against these demons, demanding their immediate arrest, trials and executions. Aegis employees, anybody who works at Aegis knows they're there to create instability, to create hardship, because they know these poor soldier kids from the poorest segments in our cities that are being pummeled practically to death with criminal transgressions against their families there by, as it is in Winnipeg, the local radio stations stealing from our communities, from our families that are being left unrepresented. Nobody's speaking for the poor, stupid people. Nobody's speaking in their defenses while they are being criminally victimized by these same individuals, these same corporate, private, for-profit entities who encourage them to not fight back to defend what's right, but to go mindlessly without thought, serving for further criminalities against our better natures. They're in Iraq, where you can still leave your grandparents back home undefended while Bush further pilfers their Social Security checks and lets those who stole billions in pensions continue to this day still walking away. You know, Enron stole billions of dollars. It wasn't an accident. It was a criminal conspiracy, and we know how the whole thing took place. We know where the cash is. It's in the Cayman Islands. Billions and billions of dollars stolen from Americans who are now at a loss without pensions. This money is in the Cayman Islands. That is what is happening. Now, who's going to go get that cash? Republican say, no. We had a hearing on this already. This has already been decided. We're ignoring that. Fact. Now, Ken Lay's unfortunately passed away. So who's got control of these accounts then? You know, we have FBI officers, I believe it was, that released some of the initial investigative findings. But we know what the numbers are on the accounts, and the Cayman Island government officials have already proclaimed that they will cooperate with us, the public, if they're given an opportunity to make statements that America requests. But the Republicans said, no, get them out of this meeting. Don't let them speak. Because pretty soon Americans are going to go, well, yeah, why wouldn't we want that stolen money returned?
Yeah.
It's just like the Social Security cash. It's been financed by an entity who works to give you only 2% on your practically trillion-dollar deposit. They've taken more than $700 billion out of these accounts already. It's a trust fund. Well, no wonder it's not going to last. You just take as much money as you want out of those funds and do whatever you want else with it. Well, yeah, it ain't going to continue that way indefinitely. No, I guess you're right, Bush. But if we follow how it's designed, there is a small risk that in 2042, you know, you might have to reduce payments out. Might. So what does he do? Destroy it now. Get rid of it now. It might collapse in 2042. Maybe. Right? But what about all the cash, man? What about the $700 billion you took out of those accounts, Mr. Bush? You know, now he's undermined everything it means to be an American, and people are still portrayed, anyway, as everybody's asleep. Nobody cares. But whatever. It's not even on the news anymore. It's just undermined the whole... the whole notion of civilization, really. You know, no more bringing forward evidence against an accused. No, as you have in Iraq today, this is a story that's gone just totally unreported. It was on Democracy Now! They're talking about an American citizen who is in Iraq, who in front of a judge was found innocent because the judge said, well, this American here in Iraq, who's claimed by American forces to be part of some kidnapping ring, is nothing of the sort. Because there's no actual evidence. The allegation sounds pretty spectacular, but there's nothing to formulate that conclusion brought forward through this judicial matter, and I will have to have him acquitted, because that's what justice is. Now, this has happened just recently in Iraq. Two Bushites come into the courtroom, take the judge off to the side privately, obviously threatened his life. And then the judge turned around, stood in front of the defendant, said, no, instead you'll be sentenced to death at the request of these Bushite grunts here who don't want justice served, who would kill an American citizen before allowing them to speak in their own defense on who we really are here, us, the true patriot warriors. So I ask Marines to help me locate these two soldiers. We got to hunt them down, man. One of them, he told that judge he was speaking for the government of Romania. Romania says, that's not true at all. It's not correct. So these guys are going around threatening the lives of judges whose positions are rational and just. And that's what a judge is. It's supposed to be just. These Bushites, they don't want justice. They don't want to nab those who are truly responsible for murdering thousands of American citizens. No, they'd like to see those who made money off that crime continue unabated.
Yeah, as long as there's kickbacks all the way around, who cares?
Right, exactly. Who does care? Who does care for an American Patriot Warrior's life here? Okay, so as we realize, as a result, we have a very serious situation in front of us all currently, with Bush telling you he's fighting for freedom, while now allowing an innocent person to be tortured until they say they're Al-Qaeda, then they can be executed. And that's what freedom is in American democracy. You can be denied your life by what you say while somebody beats you practically to death. And if you die, you know, you were Al-Qaeda. Who witnessed that? You say, this isn't an act of murder. No, you've executed an Al-Qaeda. Who said that? You ask the Bushite grunt, who gleefully confesses to torturing innocent people to death for his pleasure. It's fun. He laughs through the whole experience, listening to them scream for mercy and for God to come to our rescue. You know, he'll say, well, he told me he was Al-Qaeda. Okay, so where's your evidence? He goes, I don't need no evidence. It's an Al-Qaeda guy. You don't need no evidence against these guys. They're not American citizens, and that is what Bush is doing with his Military Commission Act. He's saying that American citizens, you'll be treated fairly. Taliban will be denied justice, and we'll blame them for crimes while we close criminal investigations. But for you, you'll be provided all the freedoms this world can. It's the non-citizens we all got to worry about. And they can designate you that title at any time, any place, anywhere, take you off. You're gone, disappeared. That's the law of Bush's justice for American democracy. That's not disturbing. That is God. Satanic. Come on, you cannot buy this for a second. He tells you he's a believer in God. He's going to have people tortured instead of supporting the defense of our communities by good police working skills that have been established since way back in the early 13th century. These arguments are not supposed to be incomprehensible. They're the basic, most basic of our once great civilization. If we forget that you need evidence to formulate your guilt for something universally, why do you want to destroy yourself? Why do you want to destroy everything that is right and just and beautiful? Why? You know, but and they expect you to accept that. And as you do, even you accept it by not speaking out. And as you do, so do American soldiers' lives are measured with just as much disdain. Or who really cares about who these kids are? You know, they're getting their anthrax shots now. And if you know anything about American military history, I mean, we knocked out a couple hundred thousand of these guys last time they did this thing. With the shots, who's manufacturing it? They don't know. Well, who cares? Why? All the greatest minds in American military affairs left years and years and years ago. You had to. You were given a decision. Either take a poison we know nothing of except to say that it's just that, likely kill you. We've got no scientific validity to any of the claims made by the manufacturer. In fact, when we went out there, I think the place was condemned. Wasn't it condemned? Something like pig feces on the floor or something like that? Some crazy, unbelievably insane realities that were being spewed through that private corporation into the veins of American patriot warriors. And at that time, soldiers were given the opportunity. Look, you look into this evidence, all of this is bad news. We're doing nothing for you but risking your life. Now, you can take this medicine, or you can be rational, thinking adult, and realize, why would I want to poison myself? I'll defend America, sure, put my life on the line, but I'm not going to just kill myself. I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. And then that was during Clinton. Okay, so all the... not that every single mind in the American military is total dumbfuck. Okay, that's not true. Most of them, of course, are. They're not leaders in any way. Like, I mean, Casey's the head of the American military. Eh, he doesn't know how many died. Who cares? Well, he didn't say who cares. But, I mean, if that's not his function to see what the losses and the gains have been through this military conflict, if that's not something that's important to him, I mean, what is America further going for in blind faith with these total incompetence charging your will into these altercations of good against evil, where, guess what, people fucking die? You know, Bush said there's no truth to the 600,000 median number that they've arrived at through a survey system that's the best we as civilization have devised thus far. It's the most accepted way of surveying deaths in a community or a country. It's all scientific. Does Bush got any better ways of scientifically measuring these things? No, he says the whole thing's been fully discredited. What is? Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But again, it's that faith thing for Bush. He knows, you don't know nothing. Unless you're listening to Democracy Now!, you know, available daily broadcasts are at democracynow.org. But if you're not listening to that show, you're pretty much, you know, mirrored back to us as someone totally in the dark. But that's what I'm fighting for. I'm saying, you get me on the national news, I'll debate any of these guys and put them rightly where they should be. You know, humbled at our wisdoms to better protect ourselves by demanding principles that are ever-present realities of our constant struggle here. And things could get so much better. But it's knowing we don't, or our national news managers won't allow certain subject matter to be considered, because then it is considered at a national level. It's like George Norrie on Coast to Coast. If he would just allow some open-line calls and not censor those who demand justice for ourselves, think of how beautiful and great America could overcome this nightmare and turn into some dreamy new world future where we really respect ourselves and work together to bring about more freedoms than we can presently imagine. Because we have this potential of, you know, as far as our imagination can take us, but we can't even get over these basic first steps that we're stumbling with, that everybody thought are granted. You can't tell us you're working on behalf of ourselves while we pay you our tax money to arrest people to steal their money and put them in jail while not accusing them of anything substantiated by an evidence trail for the infringement against the rights of someone else. That's primarily why we have laws. We're looking out for the rights of others. You know, so we have these rules. You do whatever you want. You know, just don't screw over this other guy who wants to do whatever he wants. And then together we'll work it out to make it that we have as much freedom as can be imagined. And that's unlimited in potentials. Who knows? Who could even say? You know, but what can we say for sure? We can say, when you torture innocent people to death, you're committing a criminal act. And Reagan said that you needed to be executed. If you wore an American military uniform and you tortured somebody and they died, Reagan said, you fucking kill that demon enemy of American virtue, American values. What the flag is all fucking truly about, man. These ideas, again, are just the basic things, but we know what evil is. And we can get the words out of these demons freely available on the internet currently. You know, they tell you they enjoy killing innocent people. Well, Nick Boggs, I think it is, says, you got no problem shooting children. What's wrong with that? He's got no problems. He's got no qualms. Whoa. That's what we do, man. You know, and a guy like that, he gets to continually walk around. You'd kill it. Why do you want to fuck? You have a responsibility to serve the Marines' interests in Iraq, but not shooting anybody. We want to get the somebodies who are causing more soldiers to fall down dead as a result of not being represented. Now, politically speaking, you don't have any leadership there, right? Casey doesn't keep track of nothing, and he's essentially put all the power into Bush's decisions on what the plan actually is, and then Bush says he doesn't even have a plan. We're just staying the course. We're not cutting and running. Why can't you just fight more effectively? Say, anybody who tortures anybody will be hunted down by the American military. They will face a public trial where all evidence will be presented to them to formulate their best defense, and through that public hearing of accountability, upon being found guilty, will be executed. Okay, now people might say, well, that's pretty extreme. You want to execute those who take enjoyment and glee out of torturing people or raping women and children as an American soldier, pirating the flag. You think those individuals stain our reputations and should be executed. Isn't that a little overboard, Johnny? Well, you got to understand who these fuckers are. You know, they tell you that I've seen countless videos of these crimes. You know, they murder innocent people, and they have that when you have that much contempt for the value of another, you have no deep commitment to your fellow soldiers to really truly defend their lives and their honor. Because if you did, you'd kill these fuckers instantly. Well, you're killing innocent people. That's not what Americans do. Haven't you seen Schwarzenegger in The Running Man? You know, where are all the heroes from the movies? Okay, so we obviously have a lot of communication problems here, but I think discussing these issues is critically important if we want to nab the true 9/11 terrorists. Now, how are we going to do that? I say I want to be on Coast to Coast. I want to challenge George Norrie. I have a personal beef against his position, where he stated publicly on his program that he supported the conduct of soldiers in Fallujah. I'd have those responsible arrested, tried, and executed for committing first-degree acts of mass murder. Those individuals that George Norrie would hold for protections, I would demand public trials and their subsequent executions. Not every soldier, but every commander. Sattler needs to be executed. He ordered the murder of these children. He needs to be executed for that. There was no reason to attack Fallujah at all. He had no evidence. It was total bullshit. Plus, he also had the cooperation of the Shura in the city. All the political factions agreed they would assist in nabbing Zakari, for sure. Do you have some evidence? No, didn't have anything. Wouldn't let anybody out of the city. Then killed everybody. On purpose. Right after Bush got elected. Big celebration party there. So Sattler must die for that. And George Norrie, George Norrie knows I say these things. He won't speak in defense of Sattler because he knows if he did. So he decides instead to censor, deny you an ability to stand up in protections of your fallen, dead brothers and sisters. Because remember, when you let these war criminals continue, as a consequence, Marines will fall dead. See, you're told by the Magic TV that no, that's just a theory of John's. That's a faith thing. No, that's what's going on. That's what cause and effect relationships are all about. What's the result? What's the cause? Why murder women and children needlessly? But to know you put a grin on the face of the Bushite grunt, the enemy, who, Military Commission Act, yeah, that makes sense. destroy America. No. Americans will wake up to this treasonous act. We will hold every single senator accountable. There is no escape. Absolutely none. Every single senator who put their support behind this bill is a traitor. And we got to find out who wrote the thing. You're going to torture an American citizen until they say they're Al-Qaeda, and then you can just put them to death, and you don't have to get any more involved in the judicial process. That's what the new Bushville freedoms are. No lawyer, no judge. All American citizens will be given the freedoms they deserve. And that's that.
I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials. I do know that a lot of innocent people have died, and that troubles me, and it grieves me.
UNICEF goes out and measures mortality in any developing country. This is what they do. When the U.S. government went at the end of the war in Kosovo, or went at the war at the end of the war in Afghanistan, and the U.S. government measured the death rate, this is how they did it. And most ironically, the U.S. government has been spending millions of dollars per year through something called the SMART Initiative to train NGOs and UN workers to do cluster surveys to measure mortality in times of wars and disaster. So I think we used a very standard method. I think our results are couched appropriately in the relative imprecision of this. It could conceivably be as few as 400,000 deaths. So we're upfront about that. We don't know the exact number. We just know the range, and we're very, very confident about both the method and the results.
Les Roberts, this was President Bush when he was asked about the study Tuesday during his morning news conference. He dismissed the study, as you know, and said Iraqis are willing to tolerate the level of violence in Iraq. The question came from CNN's Suzanne Mavo.
A group of American and Iraqi health officials today released a report saying that 655,000 Iraqis have died since the Iraq war. That figure is 20 times the figure that you cited in December at 30,000. Mm. Do you care to amend or update your figure, and do you consider this a credible report?
No, I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials. I do know that a lot of innocent people have died, and that troubles me, and it grieves me. And I applaud the Iraqis for their courage in the face of violence. I am, you know, amazed that this is a society which so wants to be free that they're willing to, you know, that there's a level of violence that they tolerate. And it's now time for the Iraqi government to work hard to bring security in neighborhoods so people can feel at peace. No question it's violent, but this report is one they put it out before. It was pretty well, the methodology is pretty well discredited. But I talked to people like General Casey, and of course the Iraqi government put out a statement talking about the report.
30,000, Mr. President, do you stand by your figure, 30,000?
I stand by the figure. A lot of innocent people have lost their life. 600,000 or whatever they guessed at is just, it's not credible. Thank you.
And again, this was General George Casey, the top U.S. military leader in Iraq, who was also asked about the Lancet study.
I have not seen the study. That 650,000 number seems way, way beyond any number that I have seen. I've not seen a number higher than 50,000. And so I don't give that much credibility at all.
What's the 50,000 number? Where did you see that from?
I don't remember, but I've seen it over time.
Is it a U.S. military estimate?
I don't remember where I saw that. It's either from the Iraqi government or from us, but I don't remember it precisely.
General George Casey and President Bush. Les Roberts, your response, and also to President Bush saying Iraqis tolerate this level of violence.
Well, you know, we didn't do it.
I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials. I do know that a lot of innocent people have died, and that troubles me, and it grieves me.
I have not seen the study. That 650,000 number seems way, way beyond any number that I have seen. I've not seen a number higher than 50,000. And so I don't give that much credibility at all.
What's the 50,000 number? Where did you see that from?
I don't remember, but I've seen it over time.
Is it a U.S. military estimate?
I don't remember where I saw that. It's either from the Iraqi government or from us, but I don't remember it precisely.
I can remember the time when it was said that the Bush administration goes it alone too often in the world, which I always thought was a bogus claim to begin with. And now all of a sudden people are saying, you know, the Bush administration ought to be going alone with North Korea, but it didn't work in the past, is my point. The strategy did not work. I learned a lesson from that and decided that the best way to convince Kim Jong-il to change his mind on a nuclear weapons program is to have others send the same message.